will be the big $35,000 added Bidwell Memorial Handicap. Post time Saturday is 1:30 at Hawthorne. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Oh, what a happy smile on Joseph's face today. What a CBS pay on Fridays?
That's right, Howard.
Must
today's
be.
Payday.
Full of gum. I hear the jingle jangle in the old pants pocket. They paid him off in change today. Matter of fact, he changed his paycheck at the corner newsstand and got some back. I think that's pretty nice. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, that's who brings us to your home, to your automobile, wherever you are, to your portable radio or the big console in the front room. Every single day, and all I ask you to do is sit back and enjoy yourself, listen to some music, and let me sort of get my kicks by talking about the product we all like so much called Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. In New York City, a very fine columnist by the name of Nick Kenny and his brother, Charles, I believe by name, have turned out some very, very fine music, one of which is Cathedral in the Pines, a record that had a great flare of popularity some time ago. Another is Goldmine in the Sky, which you might remember. Bing Crosby, along with many, many other performers, have done repeatedly over the years. Just very recently, Pat Boone recorded the same song by the Kenny Brothers on a Dot label, and all over again it became a hit. So I guess it all goes to prove that the Kenny Boys have written themselves a real, real fine hit that always remain a standard. Here's that one by Pat Boone called There's a Gold Mine in the Sky.
There's a gold mine in the sky, far away. We will find it, you and I, some sweet day. There'll be clover just for you down the line, where the skies are always blue, pal of mine. Take your time, old mule, I know you're growing late, but you'll pass. We'll sit up there and watch the world roll by. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky.
Mind in the Sky, done by Pat Boone. Just a couple of nights ago, I was reading one of my favorite columnists, the late and I think very great E.V. Derling. The local newspaper here is reprinting some of his fine old columns from years back. And surely enough, in the mail this morning, I received a clipping of one of those columns, which had to do with the one that I was referring to, in which the lady who wrote says, "Dear Howard, if you really want to sell chewing gum, Wrigley Spearmint, that is, how about telling your listening audience all about the facts? I know I'm going to start chewing gum today." Well, now, here's the facts that she was talking about. A squib in Mr. Derling's column says that many men are giving themselves a rejuvenation treatment every day without knowing it. One expert said that shaving every day aids to maintain a youthful appearance because the operation exercises the face muscles. Then he goes on to say, as for the ladies, It is repeatedly claimed that chewing gum for a period each day is protection against developing a double chin. I think that makes pretty good sense. Now, we have frequently told you about the healthful benefits that Wrigley Spearmint brings to you, and I think this could very well be added to all the list of fine things that Wrigley can do for you. First and foremost, of course, is the pleasure that it gives you, the relaxation, the contentment, the thorough enjoyment. But then there is a healthful and a therapeutic benefit, and I suppose that this is just one of many, like keeping your teeth clean and attractive and your breath sweet, because you can see how chewing gum would exercise those jaw muscles. And if it does, it keeps all that flesh firm under Milady's chin, so she doesn't get that little sag that sort of always comes with, shall we say, the middle period of life. Because, of course, women never get beyond the middle period of life. So how about it, gals? Pretty good way, a couple of minutes every day for you to pop a stick of spearmint into your mouth and then chew away the troubles and also chew away the double chin. I think it's a lot of fun. And whether it does or doesn't cure double chin, I'll tell you one thing. It'll give you an awful lot of downright good pleasure. So how about enjoying Wrigley Spearmint over the weekend? Let's go back to the music now and listen to a girl who doesn't have a double chin, but certainly she's got a fine voice. Her name is Jane Morgan. She records for the label Cap. Now, Jane was an American girl, is an American girl, who a half a dozen years ago decided to seek her fame and fortune and great name over in the continent of Europe. And there in England and on the continent, Paris particularly, Jane Morgan found a tremendous acclaim from the people there. She decided to come back to her native land and start singing before American audiences. And it didn't take long before they found in Miss Morgan the same charm that the European and the Englishman did. And now Jane Morgan has herself a tremendous hit. The pretty song in a styling of a thing called Fascination by Jane Morgan.
Fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone on my way. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touched your hand, and next moment I kissed you. Fascination turned to love.
That is a mechanical device that they used back around 1935, if you recall, when the prominent big dance bands throughout the country were the big recording artists of the nation. And in those days, what they used to do is the band would take the whole first chorus, and the girl or boy singer within the organization of the band or the orchestra would sing the second chorus. Now, Mr. Cap, who heads his own record label, Call Cap, decided to employ the same sort of mechanical thing here, in which he let the band in the full double section of violins and cellos take the entire first chorus, with the voice sneaking in behind the fiddles or over the fiddles on the second chorus. And it certainly made a delightful bestseller, one of the big hits across the country, a Cap record called Fascination by Jane Morgan. I hope that you'll remember some of the things this weekend that we tell you during the week about Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. And if you do, I think maybe we can have a part of adding to your pleasure, because regardless of what your pleasure happens to be this weekend, whether it's pop out in the front lawn raking the leaves or sneaking off to do a little bit of fishing in his favorite fishing hole or to play a little golf, whether you, mother, is going to do some of the shopping in your food markets or whether you're just going to stay at home and get a big family banquet prepared for the relatives that are coming over on Sunday, I can assure you that all of you will have your pleasure added to if you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Now, if it's just a ride in the country, you and the family, let me suggest you take Wrigley Spearmint along in the car with the kids and you and Pop. Because I'll tell you, to while away those long and sometimes tedious moments behind the wheel, there's nothing to keep you more alert than chewing gum. And I think maybe you ought to chew the best gum, which is Wrigley Spearmint. Will you get some for the weekend? Let's listen to Frank Sinatra. Here from The Joker Is Wild is this beautiful ballad called All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years. Come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. For sure, I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way.
Frank Sinatra, All the Way. Well, for the past couple, 3 weeks, I guess it is now, our records have been turned for us by young Mr. Sammy Tanner, one of America's top drummers. He has done a great job. Thank you very much, Sammy. And we'll be saying goodbye to you as we welcome back Lou Weir, part of our regular cast, on Monday. And, of course, we'll still be chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, and I hope you never stop over the weekend. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks for listening. Have a delightful weekend. We'll see you Monday. Goodbye for now, and thanks, Sammy Tanner.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, brought to you by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago.
WBBM FM Chicago.
County in the fabulous new MGM Camera 65.